will fear no evil. And let's be reminded what Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, verse 1. Verse 27 says, you know, didn't I tell you not to be afraid? So, he says, what can man do unto me? What can man do to me? Verse 7 says, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore I shall see desire upon them that hate me. Then we see here in verse 54, Psalm 154, verse 4, I'm reading the King James Version again. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that upholdeth my soul. Behold, God is my helper. God is my helper. Now, the idea I want to get across today, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to get across this idea and this truth, is that when you know how much God loves you, you won't fear anymore. Your fear will vanish from your life in different areas. When you know, when you truly experience, when you truly know God loves you, you won't be afraid of a lot of things. And fear comes in different sizes. And it comes from, you know, just dreading Monday morning. I dread Monday morning. Oh, Monday morning's coming. That's a form of fear. And it comes, it's very subtle, and you're being to accept that. Oh, I just, you know, just fear Sunday. Well, you know, today's Sunday, but tomorrow is Monday. And that's a form of fear. And, you know, it could be that little bit of fear coming into someone's life until we become panic-stricken, where you're having palpitations and you're having panic attacks. And I certainly had those panic attacks. I had no defense against it. As a little child, I didn't know how to defend myself. And the devil likes to pick on helpless people. And so we've learned over the years. We've learned, I was telling my wife, I remember the Lord, I was traveling down the road to First Nations community down the road here. Someone asked me, would you please come with me to this? There's a prayer meeting I have to do over here down the road, a few hours down the road. And so I said, okay, I'll come with you and just be nice, you know. You know, sometimes we're nice. You do something for people. So I was traveling, and then I had a panic attack, and I was having such a hard time driving and couldn't enjoy being with this guy or enjoying the scenery of the countryside. And I was just panic-stricken, and I didn't know what to do. Should I jump off here? Should I scream? Should I, whatever I do? And people, you know, you don't know what kind of things happen to people in different situations. And so I was stricken with panic, and the Lord gave me a scripture. And the Lord spoke to me. Jesus actually spoke to me. I heard him say to me, I died for your peace. And at that time, I didn't know that it was Jesus, because I hadn't really developed my ability to think and to understand spiritual things. And you know that God leads you. I can tell you things, how God led me. And God spoke to me, and God led me exactly to a place I needed to be at a certain time. That happened to me exactly the last couple of days. Just exactly this. I said, God, you got to lead me, show me what to do. And I went right to the spot where I had to be. And God is leading you. And so I was able to see that scripture, it calmed me down. Then I realized a scripture that I will read later on is you know, Psalm 50, was it Psalm? Isaiah 41:10. Excuse me, I'm thinking about 54. But Isaiah 41:10, you know, I was reading this in the Amplified, meditating on it. The Bible says, fear not, for I am thy God. I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right my righteous right hand. And in the Amplified Classical, or I think the Amplified Bible, it says that I will uphold you. I will harden you to difficulties. I will make the difficulties not going to penetrate you and shake you like it shakes other people. God says, I'm going to harden you to difficulties. How many people like to have a hard shell against any kind of difficulty? Amen? And so I believe that God can get you so strong that you're, like he said, you know, in this world you have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so I believe that you know, what Jesus said is true. So when we know how much God loves us, fear disappears. Jesus showed us how to live fearlessly in this world. And it is through Him that we experience the love of God. And if you turn over with me to 1 John 4:16 and 18, it says here, we know how much God loves us. I'm reading the New Living. We know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in His love. Amen. Praise God. Say, I will put my trust in His love. Say, I believe in the love of God. Now, do you believe in your love? Do you believe in your love for your own children? You know, you do anything to help your child. You'll even give your life. I've heard people say, my child is sick. And God, you know, they would say this, God, give me that sickness, thinking that God gave them. God, put that sickness on me. I'll carry that. I'd rather be sick than my child. I've heard that before. But, you know, God doesn't make people sick. He allows people to be sick sometimes because they've run off and done things and the devil has attacked them, and God can't help them unless they, you know, begin to learn how to protect themselves or resist the enemy, or through ignorance they allow this to happen to themselves, or through disobedience God must allow it because they've run off on their own. Thank God for intercessors. Amen. Thank God for people who pray for other people. And God, the Bible says that God will save a sinner, rescue a sinner because one righteous man prays. And, you know, sometimes I see people that should know better. They're on Facebook and they're crying out every day to pray for them for the same thing that they asked prayer for last week. And these are preachers that have been teaching for years and asking people to pray for them about the same situation that they're going through. And, you know, say, pray for my healing again. You know, if you prayed for healing before, why are you praying for it again? That God didn't hear you last time, or did He not? Do you think somebody else got the answer for you? Well, the Bible says it only takes one person, or it takes two people in agreement. Yesterday, someone was very, very sick, was going to the hospital, and said, I got shortness of breath, I think I got congestive heart failure, I got these things going on in my life, and so on and so on. I said, in the name of Jesus, I saw that on Facebook, so I didn't put it on Facebook, I messaged that person and said, I believe in the name of Jesus, and here's what I believe, I'm going to pray for you, I pray, tap my prayer out, and here's what I pray, in the name of Jesus, two shall agree on earth as touching anything. I believe God will touch you and heal you. And they spent all those hours in there, and they said, no, I got nothing wrong with me, they sent me out, there's nothing wrong. Well, God answers prayers. Amen. Had a young man Facebook me, said, I'm going to kill myself. And I had to minister to that person. I spent time talking to people on there. Because in the time of need, you know, I'm just happened to be there, so I'm responding to him. It was a former student of mine, so that's why I just don't respond to everybody. And I mind my own business. I talk to who I have a relationship with. And so I was able to minister to that person. The best thing I can do is give them God's word. Not what my professional opinion is, but the word of God. Because the word is alive. And the Bible says we should trust the love. 1 John, over here. 1 John 4 and 17, that we need to trust the love. We need to believe in the love of God. We need to believe that God loves you. What does that mean to you? That He has some kind of emotional feeling? It's more than just having an emotional experience. People say, I love God. And they're talking about, I feel love. You know, I, as a kid, as an 8-year-old boy, I was walking one day, and this thought came to me. And it was because of the nun told us in the school. He said, you should love God. I think I must have been about 9, I think. You should love God, they said. I said, why should I love God? I don't know God. And that came to me. I don't know, why should I love God? I've never seen Him. And I told my wife yesterday, I ran away from the God I learned from religion. When I was in church, I ran away they told me that everything that's happened to my life is that God was teaching me a lesson and that God was punishing me. And everything that happened in my family, all the disease, all the hurt, all the poverty, all the violence, all the neglect, all that, God was teaching me a lesson. And so when I got to be a certain age in my teenage life, I ran away from this God. I did not want anything to do with him. And until I came to AA, they said to me, you got to come to God. And AA is, you know, not a religion. It's just a bunch of people that say they believe in a higher power. He said, you must believe in God. So they have a certain amount of belief and spirituality in there. And so these people who were not Christian turned me back to God. And so they said, why don't you, in their step, they said, why don't you, believe in a God of your understanding? He didn't say find a God. But he said, find a God, how you understand God? How do you understand God? They were trusting that my conscience, that God would use my conscience to find out how good God is and how much he loves us. So I ran away. So I was not going to turn to God because I figured, they said, I just got rid of God. I ran away from God. And so to get back to sobriety and to get well, they said I had to believe in God. And so I had to rediscover how much God loves me, that he cares for me. And so in my senior years of my life, you know, I'm learning more and more about God and how much he loves me. And so I believe that people in this room need to experience personally for themselves the love of God. How much God loves you. You know, we say we love God, but love, you know, is really demonstrative, and God demonstrated his love when he sent Jesus to us. He demonstrated, he showed us he loved us. Time again, if you read, I was reading Psalm 78, how God rescued Israel time and time again. They went out, God loved them, saved them, brought them back. They went out again, time and time again. How many times? God rescued them over and 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 over again. God rescued them over and over. The devil likes to tell people, God is done with you. That's the last time you're going to mess up. And God loves people more than you and I ever realize. He's so compassionate beyond our understanding. He's so gracious beyond our understanding. We say, why would God bless that person? If I was God, I'd slap that person. But God loves us. And so we need to experience God's love. Paul prayed that prayer for the church that we should know through practical experience how much he loves us and experience his love. And so let's go ahead and read. We know how much God loves us, verse 16. And we have put our trust in his love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God. And God lives in them. And as we live in God, verse 17, our love grows more perfect. You know, as we walk with God and we follow him, we develop in our love. We develop loving people. Some people need to develop how to love people more. Not to see their flaws, but see beyond them and see what God sees in that person. God sees you more than your failures and your character defects. And we need to learn to love each other more. Love people. Love the unlovable. You know, how could we love the unlovable? God loves you. The Bible says, when you were unlovable, when you were a sinner, God loved you. And God wants us to love people. He wants to share this. And we need to experience that love, especially as Christians. You know, we get into trouble. Things happen to us. You know, we don't live perfect lives. Christians are not perfect. They're just forgiven. And they're being perfected. They're being trained, and they're growing and developing in the love. And so don't judge your brother and sister by your standard of definition of what love is. Just go ahead and serve people and love them. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. See, God's not going to judge you. You're not going to judgment. When you die, you're not going to go to judgment because Jesus took upon you. You know, on the cross, he took your judgment on the cross. He took it down and he rose from the dead and he gave you his victory. And the Bible says that on the day of judgment, we will face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Verse 18, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. It means, you know, when we believe in the love of God, we're not going to be afraid of anything because we're going to know that God is going to protect us from any trial, anything that would try to hurt us. God will be there because he's on your side. He's with you. He's for you. Thank God for that. Is this helping somebody? And I thank God because of that. If we are afraid, it is fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced this perfect love. So we need to learn and experience this love. Learn to give out this love. So Jesus became like us in this world. The Bible says so that we could become like him, and that because we have his nature. So Jesus became a high priest. He's always interceding for us. He's right there at the right hand of the Father right now as your lawyer, always pleading on your behalf. So when you fail and fall, you'll always have a defense and he'll always bring you through. He's at the right hand of the Father right now. Psalm 56, 1-3, the King James says, be merciful to me. Let's go ahead and put that up in the New Living. Let's look at the New Living here. Let's go and look at it. Psalm 56, 1. Oh God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. So this is the story of David when he was captured by the Philistines. And he was there, and he was among those people who hated God, who hated him. And so he's writing a story. He's writing his feelings, and many of us can relate to how he feels. And that's why it's there. So it says, for people are hounding me. That's the Philistines. You know, the devils are hounding you every day. He says, my foes attack me all day long. Verse 2, I'm constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. Verse 3, but when I'm afraid, I'll put my trust in you. I love that. When I'm afraid, I'll put my trust in you. When I'm afraid, I'll put my trust in you. When I'm afraid, I'll put my trust in you. Jesus said, as he's our shepherd, he says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You can walk through life without any kind of fear. You'll never have to have another panic attack again. Somebody I'm talking to online right now. You'll never experience a panic attack again once you know the love of God. If you accept this, you'll never have that again. And so if it tries to come back, you say, no, I'm not going to experience that again. I'll never end up in a psych ward because of my fears again. I'll never go to emergency because I'm afraid to have panic attacks. I remember having this experience when I was having panic attacks, I'd run to the emergency and wait for the doctor. But while I'm sitting there, I got healed instantly. Every time I had one, I'd get healed again and I'd leave. So thank God. You know, it's funny, it's like having the toothache and going to the dentist and while you're sitting waiting for the dentist, thinking about those needles, you got healed instantly. So I'll put my trust in you, verse 3. I'll praise God for what he has promised. Don't you want to trust in the promises of God? His promises never fail. He said, I will trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching my every step, eager to kill me. That's like Facebook. I think he must have had Facebook back then. They're watching me all the time. And people just put all kinds of pictures on there. They're wondering why people attack them. Don't put those pictures on there. Don't tell everything that's going on in your life. Amen. Tell what you need to tell. Amen. So verse 7 says, don't let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, oh God, bring them down. You know, we feel like that towards people sometimes. Like, God, I hope you kill this guy. Hope he breaks his leg. You know, that's what we think this way sometimes about, you know, God, you're going to get these guys for me. Verse 7, this is real. It reveals how people think. See, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. God has a bottle of all your tears. You have recorded each one in your book. Is this true or not, or is this poetry? Huh? This is true. That's what God says. And verse 8, 9, my enemies will retreat when I call on to you for help. This I know. Everybody say, this I know. So everybody say this. This I know. What does it say? God is on my side. You know, we need to understand this and need to know that God is on your side. He loves you. He's not going to let you get born again, send you out into the wilderness of the world, and let the devil beat you up. Send you to the playground of the devil and his bullies so that they can put sickness on you, so they can destroy you, see how much damage they can do to you. And God says, oh, I'm sorry about that. I can't help you. No, God loves you. He's a good father. And so we need to see that he will take care of our every need. Thank God. He says, when I'm afraid, go to verse 9. Is that verse 9? Yeah. So God is on my side. I'll put my trust. Verse 11 says, in God I put my trust. In verse 11, I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What mere mortals can do to me. Verse 12 says, I will fulfill my vows to you, God. I'll offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. What is a sacrifice of thanks? That is praising God. No matter what's going on right now in your life, you can start thanking God for giving you the answer to whatever it is you're having trouble with right now by faith. It's a sacrifice of praise. To give God thanks. You know, we see that scripture over there. You know, I like it in Hebrews, I believe it's 15:13. You know, we offer the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We offer the sacrifice of praise. You know, that's like this. You're having a hard time. And you trust that God loves you. You trust in the word. You believe in the promises of God. And you lift your hands. And you say, God, I want to thank you for answering my prayer. I want to thank you for giving me this. I want to thank you for solving this. I want to thank you that my sickness is gone. I want to thank you that money is gone. I thank you that my children are safe. I want to thank you, Lord God, that I have the job. I want to thank you. So you're doing this by faith, believing and trusting in God. Amen? You're not trying it out. You're doing it by faith. But you have to get the word in you before it works. Get to the word and believe the word and say, thank God. You know, believe in the word. Act like it's so. Act like it's real in your life. So, when fear in your life shows up, you need to get your faith up. We need to resist the enemy because it comes from the enemy. Fear is of the enemy. It comes to destroy you, to get your mind off the word of God and into the problem. We have an enemy, and he's our adversary. He's looking to devour you, to destroy you, to kill you. That's what David said. He says, you know, in that psalm, he said, they come to devour me, to swallow me up, he says. Over there, the first verse in Psalm 56. Be merciful to me, O God. This is the King James. For a man would swallow me up. And that's the same word we see over here in 1 Peter that resists the enemy, you know, that he's looking for somebody to devour. You know, he comes to try to kill, steal, and destroy. He might look, you know, something might look innocent. You know, and we get into that. You know, if you, when you have a trap, you trap somebody or trap something. You don't always, the devil doesn't say, I got a trap for you. Come on here. Bite this. No, he traps you. He just entices you with something. He tells you, no, you're not going to get in trouble. Come on, just take this a little bit, you know, or steal that, and just say all these lies about this. He's telling you to lie a little bit, and it doesn't hurt just to lie, just tell a little white lie. There's no such thing as a white lie. They're lies. They're all black. So he says, tell a little lie here. No one will ever know. Go ahead and take that $10. Nobody will know. Take that dollar. Nobody's going to know. But if you could, you know, if you take $1, it's like stealing $1,000. Still stealing. Yeah? So the cure for fear is trusting God, trusting in the love of God, trusting that He loves you, that He's not going to allow anything to hurt you, to destroy you in your life. Thank God for His love. The Bible says in Psalm 56:9, when I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know God is from me. So when the enemy attacks you, you know, you have a big brother. His name is Jesus. You know, He's going to come running. You know, I remember, I don't know about you, I think all of us have a kind of story about being bullied somehow. One time, this bully after school, I had stayed after school, and I don't know, we were playing or something, we did something, we enjoyed being in school so much, we stayed in classroom over after hours, and then when it was time to leave, there was a bully waiting outside. I was telling Maxine, because Maxine had that same bully, and attack her. So, because we were in the same school. And so I came out, and this bully attacked me, and he tied me up for a couple hours and captured me and put me behind the school and tied me up. And I guess I was in the tall grass. No one could hear me. I was just screaming, help me, help me, until a friend came by and cut me off. Thank God Jesus came by. Amen? Loosed me. And sent me home, and I did not want to stay there anymore. I said, I'm not going to, this is my last time I'm staying after school. And as soon as the bus comes, I'm getting on that bus. And that guy, incidentally, he died younger in age. He died early in age, and it's not good to be a bully. Your day is coming. You might be bullying now. Little bullies in the yards, they become bullies in some office somewhere. Some police officer becomes a bully. Some executive in some organization become bullies. So they don't just go away. They become a little bit more sophisticated than they hide. So, there's bullies everywhere. But we stand against bullies. So thank God for that you're not in school. God is with you. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it's impossible to please Him or God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, number one, that is a rewarder of them that diligent seeking. So we understand that two things about this, that, we need to believe that God exists, that God is real. Yeah. Everybody said, God is real. So he's real. God's here right now. God is here right this second. He's here right now. He's no less here than anywhere else in the world. You know, people say, I like to go to Kenneth Copeland Conference. That's where God is. No, God's here. He's here just like anywhere else. He'll do for you something in here like He'll do somewhere else. You just got to change your mind. People like myself, like pastors like myself, have to encourage you to show you that God is here right now. His power is here. His potentially, His anointing can work anywhere and anytime. It just takes faith to believe in it. To believe in it. Brother Hagin said, faith is everywhere. Well, how do you make it work? You do it by faith. And you begin to, that's why people say, this meeting is really drabby and the Holy Spirit is not moving. And that's not true. The Holy Spirit wants to move all the time. It's about who is going to trust Him, who's going to believe, who's going to be the first one to believe the Holy Spirit is going to move in this service. So, praise God, I believe He's going to move for me. And if anybody is, He's going to move, He's going to move for me. It's like that lady in the with the issue of blood. She was in a whole crowd, and the Bible says she's the only one that got healed in that whole crowd because Jesus said faith made it work for her. And we see that time and time again, Luke chapter 5, I believe it's 15, around 16, somewhere on there, it says in there that the power of God was present to heal. The Bible says, but only one guy got healed, the Bible says. What made it work? It says faith made it work. And thank God that for you right now, you can turn the switch of faith on. And believe God and say, I trust God's word. I believe He's here with me. He won't lie to me. He loves me. And thank God that He's here. Glory to God. God will block, all these things coming against you when we have faith. We can use our faith to block the enemy from trying to steal and kill and destroy. Here's something here. I want a story that was encouraged the other day. Having faith in God means having no fear. You know, when there's faith, there's no fear. And when there's a lot of fear, there's no faith. And so we need to trust in the scriptures and believe that God will move anywhere and help you because he loves you. And trust in his love that he's going to help you. And he has no favorites. You know, I saw different scriptures that said God, he doesn't pick favorites. He has not just one person he loves. He loves all of us with the same love. It's pretty hard for us to believe that. And we need to believe it, though. So, the Bible says here that Jesus told a man by the name of Jairus. This man was in a critical situation. His daughter was near death or about to die. Jairus, he sought Jesus. He said, Jesus, you know, my little daughter's at home, so on. And he said, come and lay your hands on her, and so on. And Jesus was going about his work there, and he was intercepted by a woman who this woman with the issue of blood, and she was healed during that time, and he's all, busy, And so a bunch of people came to this man. The Bible says, they said, forget about it. Your daughter is already dead. And Jesus turned about and says, don't be afraid. You see, here's what prevents, I learned this from a man of God. He said, here's what prevents the miracle from happening. They get into fear. Fear steals what is coming to them, what should be coming to them in the things of God. He says, Jesus turned to the man and says, fear not, only believe. And so they made songs about only believe. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only. years ago, we just crying, tears coming down. We listened to that song. I was in a full gospel business, and they keep singing that song, Holy Billy. We're getting drunker and drunker. Holy Billy. All things. Sometimes it sounds like Elvis. Eh? Holy Billy. So we start to, people start shaking themselves in the service. I said, who's that singing now? This pastor, one time there was a service going on, and I got, the anointing came upon me, and I started singing. And the lady came up to me after, she said, man, Jesus, I love you singing, she says to me. I said, man, that must have been real anointed, because, Ernie didn't like it. He told me after, so. But anyway, God can do anything, can make me a singer, praise God. I can start singing tomorrow, make records. She said, don't be afraid, only believe. The Bible says, God does not want you to be fearful. You have to trust in God, trust in the love of God, trust He's with you. And that no matter what is going on, trust in the love of God, that He cares for every detail of your life. We need to trust Him no matter what happens. The three Hebrew children said, if you throw us in the fiery furnace, no matter what, I'm going to believe in you. I remember being at my mom's bedside. She's dying of cancer. I said, God, with tears, I said, I believe that you're a healer. I still believe. I don't know why my mom's dying of cancer, but I still believe you're a healer. I'm going to still believe in you. I'm going to still preach healing. I don't know what happened here, but I believe in the scriptures. And this is something, so the three Hebrew children said, I don't care if you throw us in the fire. I'm still not going to bow down. Even if you did throw us in the fire, and even if God doesn't rescue us, and He'll rescue us, I'm still, that's their commitment to God. You got to stay committed to the Word. And so, only believe. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 6, the Bible says that unbelief and fear prevented Jesus from doing God's will in his hometown and said there was no miracles or healings there at that time because of their unbelief. He said in Mark 5:6-5, he said there he could do no mighty works. The word mighty works is miracles, works of power. He couldn't do any mighty works. He couldn't do any miracles, save he laid his hands on a few sick people. The Greek says sick people with minor ailments, like maybe you got a sniffle or something like that, and he healed them. And so God can help us if we stay faithful. Here's what some people say: I can't help it. I can't help from being fearful. We got a lot of scriptures. Jesus said so many times, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am here with you. I'm with you." People said, "I can't help it. I can't help from being afraid." This statement is a lie, and many have bought into it. As a result, many are being decimated and destroyed by their fears. They don't think God's with them. He's far away. He doesn't care about them. The devil torments them with that thought. Because many are being prevented from enjoying the abundant life that God has for them. God knows what we can and cannot do. He knows what you can do. He knows what you cannot do. And he tells you, do not be afraid. So when he said, do not be afraid, he knows you can do this. He knows that you can walk without any fears. That it doesn't, you know, fear will kill you. It will destroy you. He said this in John 14:1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in the loving God. Believe the love of God. Believe also in me. When we believe in God, your troubles will go away. When you believe that God is love. In verse 27, he said, my peace I give you. He said, my very peace. God said, I'm giving you. I think that one of those versions said, my very peace. I'm giving you my gift of peace. My peace, the very peace of Jesus, I give to you. Not as the world giveth. You can't find this anywhere. You can't buy it at Walmart. You can't go to the yellow store. We call this yellow store that we go to. We call it the yellow store. Where are you going? I'm going to the yellow store. That's a new no-name brand place. So we call it the yellow store. So anyway, we go there. I couldn't find any love of God there to buy for 99 cents a pound. So you cannot get this anywhere. You can't get this anywhere. So he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. So this is a question. When you're afraid, whose fault is it? Jesus said, don't be afraid. Trust in the love of God. Trust in me. And so when you're afraid, it's because you've allowed your heart to be afraid. So we need to trust in God. We need to trust more in the love of God. Hallelujah. Everybody, let's stand up. Let's all stand. The psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Thank God. This shows us in the 23rd Psalm, 1 and 2, that God is the God of prosperity. He will lead you to lie down in green pastures. He wants to fulfill your every need. And we thank God for that. He restored your soul. He said, yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Because he's your shepherd. He's told us not to fear. He's told us not to be afraid. And so our commitment to God this morning, to understand that he'll protect us in Psalm 23, it says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's God's provision, God's protection, and God's provision. He said he'll help you. No matter what's going on in your life, there is protection for you and there's provision for you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for your angels. We want to thank you that the greater one lives inside of us. We believe in your love. And this love dispels all fears. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. Everybody say this with me. Say, God is for me. God is with me. God is in me. God will fight for me. God protects me. God will nourish me. God will empower me. He gives me His peace that passes all understanding. So thank you, Lord God. A word of prophecy for you this morning. The Lord says, fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror. Do not be dismayed or discouraged. I am your God. I will give you strength. I'll make you so hard to the difficulties that come your way to defend you. Yes, I myself will help you. Yes, I myself are holding you. I am holding you up. I will retain you that nothing will hurt you. My hand, my victorious right hand, my righteous hand of justice will help you. There is no weapon that is designed by the enemy that could overcome you. Everything that he says, everything that he plans, everything that he said to you that he would do to you will fall to the ground in judgment, for I have judged him and have made you my righteous child. You shall enjoy peace and security through every problem and every situation in this dark time in this life. There are going to be times ahead when you're going to need to know that I love you so much, that I care for every one of your situations. I've seen you in the womb. I know you by name. I know who you are. My son has paid the price for your enjoyment here. And I've protected you until now, and I will continue to keep you. So believe in my love. Believe that I've come to help you. Believe that I live inside you. And believe that I'm leading you and I have led you to different areas. Begin to meditate on my love and how much I love you. Begin to see that I love you with an everlasting love. This love will never fail. I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. You are my very own child. I'm your very own dad. I'm your father. I will help you. So begin to rejoice and thank the God of heavens for His wonderful protection in your life. Thank Him over and over and meditate on Him, and you'll find yourself free at last, free from all the fears that would bind you. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. I want you to like to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. There's people that are being healed right now. There's miracles. The miracle anointing is here right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we rebuke sickness and disease. We rebuke all the works of the enemy. Thank you, Lord God. A stomach problem is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Anybody who's that person with a stomach ailment right now, wave your hand to me. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? In the name, thank you for that, Father. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said He's going to do wonders this morning. Miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shoulder blade, be healed. In the name of Jesus, that shoulder blade is healed just like that. The supernatural is here. The power of God is here. The love of God is being performed this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that are cast on, depressed, it's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Play bakarashiti malamako. Embre kishinde lebakamba da basan tabakasin. Oh, rababakasin delema. Nandereshi makra. Thank you, Lord God. We watch. We pray for everyone, every partner, every family member of Faith City Church. We pray for everyone that's watching, every friend that's close to us, everyone that's on the peripheral that are looking to us for prayer. And let's lift our hands right now. I'm going to pray for everyone that's watching online. Everyone that sent a prayer request to Spirit Alive, everyone that sent a prayer request to Faith City Church this morning. We pray for all those this morning in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, Almighty God. We're standing in faith for those this morning that have loved ones that are sick. We command sickness to leave their bodies right now. Go, sickness. I command you to get your hands off that woman, that man. Get your hands off oppression. Leave that person's mind. Leave that person's body. Go from that body right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank in the name of Jesus, we thank the God Almighty for His healing power right now, flowing into that body right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for the move of God here this morning. I believe in miracles. I believe in love. I believe in the love of God. I believe in the miracles of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want people who's God touch you. I want you to come up right now. I'm going to lay hands on you. I'm going to just from afar. I'm going to just go like this. Come on right now. Just come up here. I'm not going to get near you. I'm come give you 6 feet. Just get out of your chair right now. I'm just going to pray. Just get out of here. Go over here. You don't have to put the cameras on them. I'm not going to lay hands on them. I'm just going to gesture for the hand of God. Come on. If that God's touched you and you need to show by faith, come on. Get out of your chair. I want to pray quickly for you. Quickly before you leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Someone's knees have just got healed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, that's the anointing. I can just sense that anointing. It got stronger as we came. As you came here, the anointing got stronger. Hallelujah. Someone with emotional problems. God's touching you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every one of these people that stepped out in faith. I believe God's healing anointing is on you. I believe God's healing power is on you right now. I believe the power of God has stirred you. He's changing you in the name of Jesus. Your body in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus, God's healing power is right there. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, ah, makasi, tele means go. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Keep it in the name of Jesus. Peter, the anointing is all over you. You grab them there in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. They let them in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Young man, in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. The word of the Lord said, I've called you by name. God says, I've called you by name. And you've asked me questions. They will come as you begin to seek my face, as you walk with me, as you grow with me. I will show you my love. I will demonstrate my love to you. You'll experience my love in a greater way than you've ever imagined. Yes. You've asked me, Lord, have you called me? God says, yes, I've called you. I've called you by name. I know who you are. And I know where I placed you. And I know where I've led you. You will go far, far, far away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing of God is here. The anointing of God. The Lord said to me, the anointing is going to be stronger. The miracles are happening. Hallelujah. We need the demonstration of God's power. Thank you, Lord. You've been asking some questions to God as well, young lady. God says there's questions you have. I want you to know that some things are going to take some time to manifest in your life. But He said, I've also known what you were asking about. He said, those are going to come. Whatever you've been asking, those things are going to come to pass as you stand with Him, as you listen to Him. And He said He's going to undergird you, strengthen you, and hold you up strong. And you're going to be a faithful maiden for Him. Things are going to turn out fine. I want you to know that things are going to turn out good, just fine, because He loves you. He wants you to let you know that He's pleased what's happening in your life. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see the anointing over here, all over this area over here. The anointing of God is all over that area. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I thought an angel touched me, but it's you. Thank you, Lord God. Father, Listen, people, the anointing of God is right here. I want you to lift your hand. Begin to bless God right now. The anointing of God is right here. Stir it up. Stir it up. Father, we thank you for a fresh encounter of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for a fresh encounter. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for knees are being healed. Knees and are being healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we praise you this morning for demonstrating your power, demonstrating your glory, and healing all those people that have sent in prayer requests. We thank you in advance that you've done it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. I want us to begin to believe God for more than just coming to a church service. We want to see God demonstrate His power, demonstrate His glory. We want a tangible encounter with God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful Sunday. Wherever you go, may the Lord continue to shine on you. Hallelujah. If you're watching by television, never ask Jesus to come in your life. What's happening is Jesus. Jesus. Say a prayer and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you're God's very own Son, that you came here and died for humanity, die for this world. I receive you this morning. Come into my life. I'm a sinner. Save me from my sins. And I'll be different from now on because I am now your child. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord God. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're watching by television and you've had the touch of God in your life, this is a lady got called this yesterday. He said, I was watching online and that this the power of God hit me right there as we were watching. The power of God is there, right there for you. So if you don't have a church, find one. Find believers. If you don't have a church, continue to watch. Continue to begin to get into the presence of God with us. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Let us know who you are. And we'll answer your prayer request or whatever you have questions have for us about spiritual matter. We want to send you something if you let us know. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. God bless everyone. Amen. Hallelujah.